entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Onwine.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Igniting Change. Oh, we got a good show for you today because people were walking in history. Yes, we are living in a moment that our ancestors could only dream of, that women have yearned for, that African Americans have prayed for, that African American women have yearned for. Oh, this is a moment in history that, regardless of your political party affiliations, regardless of who you support for president, is still a historic moment. And for that historic moment, we got a historic show. So our show today is called Democracy Will Win: Young Voters' Reactions to Election 2024 Developments in July 17th, John Lewis National Day of Action and Candlelight Vigils. You know that if it's Tuesday, I got to bring on my amazing co-host, who is one of the nation's most visionary fighters for racial justice and democracy. You know who I'm talking about. None other than the mighty chair of the board of the Transformative Justice Coalition. None other than Daryl D. Jones, Esquire. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Barbara. It must be noon. It must be Tuesday, and it must be noon Eastern Standard Time, because we're talking about igniting change. Barbara, my goodness. You know, last week we were so pleased and thankful to have Betty Magnus and Cameron Barnes sit in for us while we were down in Las Vegas presenting at the National Bar Association Conference on Supreme Court Decisions. But what I understand, Betty Magnus and Cameron Barnes just did an outstanding job, and that the show was all excited, and they had Reverend Kathy Patterson on there, and along with Devin Vilfred, one of our Gen Z, and Joshua Raby, and Janice Gentry, two of our other Gen Zs, and they just lit it up. Barbara, they lit it up so high last week. I think they were the precursor to lighten it up on July 17th with all of our National Day of Action across the country on that John Lewis Day. It was just incredible, you know, incredible July 17th, incredible show that that Cameron and Betty Magnus co-hosted for us last week. Barbara, you know, we're just very fortunate to have a bench that's so deep in terms of people that can come in and sit in and perform, so that we can go out and we can push in the public on various issues, Barbara.
Absolutely. And I was just so overwhelmingly happy to listen afterwards. I don't know if all our listeners know that if you miss a show or you want to share this show with a friend, that you can go to BarbaraOnwine.com. That's Barbara, ArnWine.com. And all of our past shows are posted there. And I was able to go and on our YouTube channel for Transformative Justice Coalition, and I was able to go and listen to the show. And I just want to say it was beautiful. It was definitely a precursor, because that was on that Tuesday the 16th. The next day, throughout the country, we had these incredibly beautiful 85 wonderful tributes to the during the National Day of Action for John Lewis, tributes to his legacy, and also our recommitment and rededication to passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, the Freedom to Vote Act, the Native American Voting Rights Act, and D.C. statehood. What an amazing day. Daryl, you and I were in Las Vegas at the National Bar Association, the largest organization of African-American lawyers, in the country, and we were on a panel presenting about what happened in the Supreme Court this last term. And we had, you know, hundreds of people waiting for us to do that. But Daryl, you were kind enough to introduce the show. And then we flew out that evening and were back into D.C. and was really overcome and overwhelmed by that gorgeous program that Mayor Muriel Bowser also put on in honor of John Lewis National Day of Action and Candlelight Vigils. To get us started today, Daryl, we got some amazing people, and I am just so delighted with our wonderful guests who have joined us. And if I introduce you, please say a word of greeting. The first guest that I want to introduce, he's not a stranger to this show. He's returning. He is not only a Transformative Justice Coalition fellow and freedom writer, but he is a certified master trainer and lead organizer and partnership developer for the mighty Wisconsin Voices. Hey, Brian Sanders. All right. I can't hear Brian. Okay. We got two people. I mean, we got more people. Okay. So Brian did not answer, but I'm going to call on our next guest, who is Constance Crockett. Constance Crockett is a Transformative Justice Fellow and Freedom Writer. She's a resident care worker and youth event coordinator at Courage Initiative Milwaukee. She's founder and president of the Black Women's Emancipation IG. She is really very active, and we're so happy to have you with us, Constance. Hi, good afternoon, good morning.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to be back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And as you heard earlier, we are so glad to have back with us one of the really amazing young leaders who's just been doing amazing. He was on the national broadcast on July 17th for the John Lewis National Day of Action and Candlelight Vigils. I'm talking about a very amazing young man. He's a Transformative Justice Coalition Fellow from our September 2023 class. He's a former administrative assistant for Walt Murrell, district attorney for Andalusia, Alabama, and he is the founder of Project Smiles, former first grade teaching assistant for Apple After School Program, a student at the mighty Alabama State University. He's majoring in secondary education English, and he's on the University Programs and Activity Board, the Hive Modeling and Self-Esteem Organization, and the National Society of Leadership and Success, and president of Street School Marketing Team. Hey, you know he's got it going on. We're talking about none other than the mighty Bryson Powers. Hey, Bryson.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be here today.
All right now. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so delighted that you joined us. And Daryl, you want to kick us off with some good old questions?
Sure, Barbara. You know, I think that, you know, we wanted to talk some about some of the actions that have happened here the last couple of days, the big turn in democracy and what's happening out in the country with the election. But before we go into that, you know, Bryson, you know, you were at the National Day of Action in Washington, D.C., and with that Mayor Muriel Bowser was the host of. And, you know, and again, you know, we've said it before and we'll say it again, you know, big shout out to the mayor of D.C. and the D.C. city government for producing that day of action. Bryson, could you share with our listening audience, you know, you were there in the audience in D.C. What was it like? What was it like?
It was very energetic. It was very emotional just sitting there and remembering everything that John Lewis did to to contribute everything that is happening now, and to see so many people holding up the John Lewis sign, people of all generations, of all ages. It was just absolutely amazing. And I want to point out, Ashley Shannon and I, we were sitting probably like on the second row. And when we were getting ready to leave, and this is the kind of people that were there, when we were getting ready to leave, one of the older ladies stopped and she looked at us and she said, "Y'all are next." Those are the kind of people and those are the kind of emotions that were going around there, saying that, you know, we thank John Lewis. We thank John Lewis for everything we did, everything he did, and we're just so grateful. So it was just a true, it was just a true night of gratitude, of thankfulness, of just people just loving on each other and truly remembering John Lewis and everything that he truly did.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it was just an incredible experience. And, you know, Connie, I know that you're over in Wisconsin. You know, it was following that, you know, what, another 2 or 3 days later that we would hear about President Biden's decision to not run. And do you remember where you were when you heard that President Biden was suspending his presidential campaign and then, what, some 27 minutes later indicating that he was endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris? Do you remember where you were, Connie?
Yes, I do. And it's kind of like in 2008 when Barack Obama was elected and won. I will never forget that. And this is another one of those moments in history where I won't forget where I was. I was at work around a couple of coworkers and the children that I work with who are teenagers. So they were able to experience that and learn something, too. And it was just at first a little bit confusing. But we were able to just look at it subjectively and step back and work it out together to figure out that this is a moment of hope for everyone. So, yeah, I'll never forget where I was.
Now, did it have a certain – was there a point where, you know, it registered to you what this actually meant, that now you had an African-American woman that was going to be running as the – the presumptive nominee of a major political party here in the United States? Was it a moment when that just hit you? You understood that President Biden wasn't running, but did it hit you that there's going to be a black woman that's going to be the head of a major party running for the presidency of our country?
Yes. Yes. It hit me right away before even knowing that it was official, because a lot of people were like, oh, he hasn't endorsed anyone. But I already knew. And it was just such a beautiful moment, because it's like in all these moments of believing that we're kind of stepping back in history and things are kind of rolling backwards. We have something like this happen to have a black woman, a black American woman with immigrant parents be able to run for as a president and to be endorsed. It hit me and so many of us so hard. It was really powerful.
Wow. And Bryson, from, you know, the Gen Z standpoint, do you think there's any difference between the Friday prior to this changing of the guard, if you will, with regards to who's running for president, and to today, as to who's running for president? Has there been any swing, any reaction from the Gen Z community? Are they more inspired now? Are they less inspired now? About the same? What's the feeling?
Oh, 100%. I believe that we are very, very excited now. Something new, something fresh. And, you know, just scrolling through social media, all platforms, you're seeing a shift in the language. You're seeing a shift in things that people are posting now. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of my friends who are not political at all, who are very apathetic when it comes to voting, I'm seeing them post things now. I'm seeing people post more informational things now. And I just really think that, you know, people are excited now. Something new, something fresh. So, yeah, I definitely think that they're more energized now than they were last week.
All right, now. Great.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Brian.
Good afternoon to the East Coast.
Yes, we have introduced you already, sir, and we are going to turn to you now for the same question we were just asking Connie and Bryson, which is, what